Now, if you get my dad and my brother to build this brother on the drums, let me specify it, to build you a house, then it's going to be on a firm foundation. Now, on the other hand, if you ask Therese to build you a house, some parts might not be complete. It might not be a complete work. So we don't want to, that assignment might not be complete, so you might not want to live in that house. We don't want half of it falling down, you know. He might put it on mud instead of concrete, you know. Who knows? But it has, it's a complete, it will complete the assignment that it sends it to do. You know that works both ways with your words, because the Bible tells us you have what you say. So it works both ways. So if you're always saying the wrong thing, the negative thing, those words are working that. They're bringing those wrong things to you. I can't ever. Then you won't. Or it never, it's never me, or whatever it is, it works both ways. But if you will speak the word of God, what he says, then that word that God said is going to have to come to pass in your life. It has no choice. He watches over it, as I said, to perform it. And he, won't he make it good? Won't he make it good? Amen? And it says in the, Job says, I can decree a thing and it will be established unto me. So I know that my words are not just going to be just floating in the air. They're not just happenstance. They have a purpose. They have an assignment. So it says I can call things to be not as though they were. So I'm going to call some things. You should call some things. You should decree some things. And you should speak some things. Give those things an assignment. And it has to be completed. Because God can't change who he is. He won't change what he does. Amen? The same power out of God's mouth when he spoke is the same power coming out of my mouth when I speak. So the same power out of God's mouth that said light be is the same power out of my mouth that says money be. It's the same power out of my mouth that says healing be. It's the same power out of my mouth that says favor be. It's the same power out of my mouth that says increase be. It's the same power out of my mouth that says sickness, you got to flee. Same power out of my mouth that says depression, you've got to go. Same power that said light be will be the same power that works for me. Amen. So if I speak it, God is speaking it as well. Hallelujah. The Holcomb translation of verse 23 says, then Elijah took the boy, brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. Elijah said, look, your son is alive. I just like that upper room. It just does something for me. That's why I read it from that translation. But he came down from the upper room. So after you come down from your upper room, which is being in God's presence, there should be life in your situation. If your situation doesn't change, you have to go back to the upper room. Amen. When you come from the upper room, there should be life in your situation. She brought the boy back to his mother, said, look, your son is alive. He wasn't alive going because it says he wasn't breathing. Some translations say there was no breath in his body. It was gone. You know, anybody in here don't breathe, you know, you gone. Amen. You know, you can hold your breath for a second or two, but you're not going to hold it for very long. So it says that he brought him back down from the upper room. And so he told her, your son is alive. So there was life in that situation because there was life in that son. And then also your countenance should change after being in the upper room. You know that ugly worship face some of us have, you know. We all had it at one point of time, you know. Kind of like you get that lip up like Elvis Presley. Uh-huh. But, you know, we all have that face we try to hide, you know. Some people just don't care, you know. But we've all had that expression sometime or another when the spirit is just on you and it's heavy on you, you know. Really don't care what you look like. But, yeah, you know that face we all have gotten a time or two. But your countenance should change. Once you know you've been in God's presence, you ain't going to walk around with your head bowed down. Well, I don't know. It is what it is. No. I'm going to stand up, walk upright, and the authority that I have and the power of the words that I speak, that whatever God said in his word is what will be. Whatever he says in his word is what will be. So say this with me. I will go to the upper room, stretch myself out, and get in his presence. And when I come down from the upper room, I will bring life back to any dead thing in my life. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
And then you know the good thing about it, just not a one-time thing. You can go to the upper room at any time, any moment of any day. You know, you can go several times a day. You can go back to back if you want to in the upper room. Doesn't have to just be one time. You know, we live in this life, we're going to need more than just one time in the upper room. Amen. And I wanted to make sure I express this, that dead in this situation doesn't always have to mean something that is in its worst state. We often think of it in the negative way, but it doesn't have to be something. Of course, in her situation, it was the worst state because her son was dead. But it doesn't have to always be like that. Anybody in here got all the money you need, you don't need or want anymore? I didn't think so. Anybody here in perfect health? I mean, absolute perfect health. You don't have a toe ache. Tyrone, was that you had that toe ache that time? You don't have a headache or toothache or anything. Your body doesn't get tired and drained. Nobody? Oh, I didn't think so, but I was just going to check and see. But sometimes you could just be at a place where you just desire more. You just want more. And so it doesn't mean that you have to be at the lowest. You might be a little stagnant where you are. You know, you may just simply want more out of what you have. So I'm going to do this example here. And I'm going to stretch out some over some things. And I was going to say, well, I wasn't going to literally do this. But stretching out, Elijah stretched out over, he physically stretched out over that young boy. And, you know, you ask God how he wants you to do it. He may not tell you that you have to physically stretch out over something, but stretching out in its essence is just simply praying to God and putting his word back to him, telling him what thus saith the Lord. What did you say, God? This is what you said. So I'm just going to put it back to you. Then I'm going to praise you and give you thanks for it. So I'm going to just do this real quickly. I just brought a couple of things. I brought my checkbook for my checking account. Wish I had gotten a table. Can y'all get that podium for me? That way I won't have to get all the way down in the floor. Somebody gonna have to come help get me up. Because I was not going to physically stretch out, and I may just need to get down in this, move that podium. I'm going to get down here in this floor. So I brought my checkbook for my bank account, brought a picture of my family, my kids, my husband. I brought, well, it's my light bill, but, you know, just expenses that I have, and, you know, many people have debt. Tyrone said he sees some debt-free people. I believe he was looking right at me. I don't know if he saw the rest of y'all in here, but he was looking at me. So Elijah stretched out. So I'm getting in the upper room. I'm going to stretch out over these things. I'm going to put God's word back before him. You said, you will supply my every need. You said you will increase me more and more. You said, God, that you give us these children as an inheritance. You said that we can train them up in the way that they should go. So I'm stretching out over these things, and I'm putting your word back before you. And then after that, I'm going to praise you. God, I praise you. I give you thanks and glory because you have supplied me with everything you said in your word, that you give me richly all things to enjoy. I shall lack for nothing. I'm putting my word back before you. I'm stretching out over these things. I'm stretching out. If sickness try to come against you, you stretch out. By his stripes I am healed. Stretch out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can decide whether you want to physically stretch out over those things, whatever it is you want to do. Like I said, in essence, you're telling God what he's already told you. Put him in remembrance of what he has said in his word. And he has to watch over to perform it. He has to watch over to perform it. Hallelujah. He has to watch over it to perform it.